ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I have received, 50, 60, 70, maybe 80 texts and comments about the situation with the White House and the Trump administration and Donald Trump and what he's doing with the 90,000 square foot addition as it relates to a ballroom. So I was last night, stayed up late, just doing research. Went to architecturaldigest.com, for those of you that are interested. The original article was posted on August 30th of 2017. It was updated on August 5th of 2025 relative to a timeline of White House renovations through the years. So let's talk about that, right? So the first White House was built in 1789 to 1800. And in 1814, it burned down and it was rebuilt. At that point in time, there was a classical renovation, as they call it, courtesy of President Roosevelt in 1902. And two decades later, Theodore Roosevelt enlisted an architectural firm. To oversee a much-needed expansion of the presidential home. So it was change, and it included the addition of the West Wing. This design team kind of leaned to a classical type of architecture as opposed to Victorian, and Roosevelt's remodel transformed the home from what they refer to, this is their words, a crazy quilt of alterations over time into a cohesive statement of modern times. And this was in, 1932, if my memory serves me correct. In 1942, under FDR, the East Wing would be added with the primary mission of concealing. So this is the East Wing. First the West Wing, then the East Wing was added with the primary mission of concealing an underground bunker, now known as the Presidential Emergency Operations Center. And since then, in 1942, the East Wing has generally served as office space for the First Lady and her staff. Generally served. Not always, right? So then Truman comes in, and Truman and architects said that it became clear that the White House was in need of serious structural rehab. So early in 1948, in response to President Truman's concerns, engineers confirmed that the White House was structurally weak and in danger of collapse. Some said the White House was standing only from the force of habit. the White House Historical Association. This is what they provided on their website. And it was evident that a total reconstruction of the interior was necessary. And over a four-year effort, the interior was dismantled and meticulously put back together. Notably, this would displace the president and his family, and they lived in Blair House until 1952. The White House that we know today is largely due to the renovation by Truman. So those that are talking about how this structure, you know, hasn't been changed in 200 years, 100 years, I've heard all kinds of different representations. It's just simply not true. Kennedy gets elected, and First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy gives the CBS News correspondent a tour of the newly redecorated White House in January of 1962. And the Kennedys went about saving its historical integrity. And they hired some folks to redecorate the White House with historic art and artifacts sourced from museum collections and prominent American families, much of which was placed on loan to the presidential administration. And her goal was to use the residence to showcase American presidential history. And everything in the White House must have a reason for being there. It was a sacrilege merely to redecorate it. It would be sacrilege to say that they were just redecorating it. It really was going about being restored, and the public was treated to that tour. It continued on through the Carter administration. That's the first time that computers hit the White House, and they started running cables all through the White House. And then, according to Architectural Digest, when the Obama family came in, they called it the audacity of taupe as paint colors. The Obama redesign of the Oval Office, which was seen by designer Michael Smith, included a mix of historic and contemporary design elements. The redesign received mixed reviews, with some critics deeming the space to be too understated. So those of you that are criticizing Donald Trump for redecorating the Oval Office, it's typically done with every administration, right? So then Donald Trump comes in and he declares that the White House is a dump. These words were refuted by many. And Donald Trump, in his first term, left Pennsylvania Avenue for a 17-day working vacation while a $3.4 million overhaul was done to the HVAC system, IT systems, as well as the Oval Office. The West Wing lobby and the South Portico steps were actually completed. In the former, the renovation included new furniture, wallpaper, and carpeting, as well as gold-hued upholstery. And then they went about with the redesign of the Rose Garden. And according to the New York Times, Trump wanted to make the area resemble a patio, which was more closely to his taste. And he designed one very similar to one that exists at Mar-a-Lago. And he began to talk about this update to the White House relative to a $200 to $250 million, 90,000 square foot ballroom. And Trump tapped classicist architect James McCreary II to create the new ballroom at the site of the current East Wing. The ornate Gilded Age design of this addition will expand seating capacity to 650 guests and rendering show coffered ceilings, Corinthian columns, chandeliers, and a myriad of gold leaf details, which is a decorating style that is preferred by Donald Trump. This construction began the other day to the East Wing. So it's just kind of very interesting. People were been making all of these comments. They are, as of right now, according to the Trump administration, no public dollars will be used. They raised private dollars for this, and the balance of which is to be paid by Donald Trump himself. And in fact, some of the other renovations to the White House, he actually paid for himself. He didn't hit the public dole. There have been those that have been critical of the process of not going through the Historical Society or Congress relative to the modifications to the White House. But in those cases, you had to and were compelled to justify the public spend and be able to articulate the necessity to do so in order to get the appropriated dollars to complete the project.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that's not the case here. There are no public dollars being used. This is being done privately. So there is a good reason as to why the protocols have not been utilized here, because it wasn't about trying to justify the necessity for the modifications being made in the White House. Now, let's be honest, right? For the most part, no president has been told no. When Nixon put in a swimming pool, a bowling alley, when FDR had or Kennedy had a pool or whatever, whoever put the pool in, there's a basketball court by President Obama. There's been all kinds of things that have been done to the White House. So let's just take a moment and step off of this Trump derangement syndrome train as it relates to this White House. And interestingly, I went to an NPR interview of a historian. And what he talked about was the fact that almost every president complained of the fact that there was not a space large enough in the White House to host some of the galas, the visiting dignitaries that come, visiting officials from other countries, and that in many instances, the people that attend were spread out throughout the public areas of the White House. It was very difficult to manage. It was very difficult to pull it off. And in many cases, they had to go through the expense of bringing in tents and cooking operations in order to be able to handle the number of people that were there. Times change. Security issues are a lot different today than they were in the time of Truman or Eisenhower or FDR or others. So the necessity to be able to host these things, and it makes it a lot easier to do so by having it right there at the White House as opposed to going to an off-site location. And I know that I could string up a whole line of Secret Service agents to come on this show and articulate that very proposition. I know because I've had these conversations with present and former Secret Service folks. So the reality is, you know, there was a desire for this expressed by a number of presidents. And, you know, this president decided to undertake this. The real irony is that if he gets to utilize it for a year out of his administration, that might be a lot, right? He doesn't have the benefit of running for re-election. So really, the largesse of his generosity in spending his own money to do this, his time in undertaking this project, is really going to inure to whoever the next president is, and the president after that, and the president after that. It's been interesting to hear what everybody's talking about relative to this issue. And the only reason I'm talking about, I wasn't going to talk about this, but man, I'm getting text after text after text. People, what about the $250 million? What about the $200 million? It's not public money. Do your research. It's not public money. So, and you have the other side that's talking about all of this because they're trying to deflect. They don't want you looking at other stuff. They'd rather you focus on a piece of equipment there, tearing down the outside walls of the East Wing in order to make the connection and preparation of running what I would suspect was going to be electrical wiring, plumbing, this, that, and a whole bunch of other things that need to be done in preparation for the building of this 90,000 square foot addition. Let's go to James on line one. James, what say you?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
How you doing, Noah? How you doing, brother?
Good.
I was calling to ask you, did I hear you? It sounds like you be defending Trump. Like, do you feel like he a good person?
I'm not defending Trump as a person. I'm defending Trump's decision to build the ballroom, and I'm just trying to correct what people are saying about this, complaining about this $200+ million public spend on this, which is not the case, and the fact that there is significance to many presidents complaining about not having a facility large enough to host the events that they host at the White House. Plain and simple.
Right, but do you think he's a good person, like a good human being?
Sometimes.
Well, you know about the money he's giving Argentina? He's supposed to be giving them $20 billion? You know about that?
Oh, absolutely.
And he said he might give them 40.
Absolutely.
So
I think there's a
farmers that's hurt.
I'm not exactly good with that, but I understand that there's a strategic perspective as it relates to Argentina's desire to align with us as opposed to China. And so there's some strategic implications of this alignment with Argentina.
So is that important now? So, like, our farmers, I mean, because of his terror, they can't make the stuff, like, you know.
I said I was not totally sure of that. I'm just telling you what the administration is saying. I do believe there is, but whether or not it's worth that amount of money, I don't know.
Man, that's a lot of money. And he don't nobody really tell him that. To me, he's not a good person, first of all. He's not a good human being just from his past or whatever. But the way he's running things and how he's got people in his own corner don't want to tell him nothing. Like, everybody's scared of this man. Like, I don't understand why. Like, I really don't get it. Like, he's a convicted felon. He's really doing things like nobody else would get away with. Like, what is it about him that people are scared of? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, I'm hoping you're human. I'm hoping you're no alien or nothing, but it seems like everybody's scared of this man. And I don't understand.
Well, it's not too terribly different than any other president. I mean, think about what President Biden was able to get people to do. You know,
yeah.
I mean, he got intelligence officials to try and sell, a notion that this was Russian collusion and a Russia hoax with the laptop. He knew better than that. He stood at the podium and said he would not pardon his son. He basically lied to the public. You think that's a good person to lie to you and say, I'm not going to pardon my son, and then turn around and pardon his son?
Yeah, I mean, that's a son, though. But
look, all of these presidents are flawed individuals like you, me, and everybody else. Now, we can choose to focus on those flaws, and I think that's a driving force of what Trump derangement syndrome is all about. People don't like the way that he executes things. They don't like the way that he speaks. And so they just are hell-bent on focusing on the flaw as opposed to some of the policies, the breadth and depth of the policies, and what he's been able to deliver. He's delivered things that no other president has said. Does that make him a good person? Not necessarily so. It makes him an effective president, but that doesn't mean you're a good person. I don't know enough about any of these presidents to characterize them as a good person or a bad person. They're all flawed. Even Jimmy Carter, as nondescript as he was, what did he say? He had in his heart, I just went blank. Even him admitted about his flaws. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.